They call it the Bird's Nest, a tangle of concrete and steel that will be the centrepiece of Beijing's 2008 Olympic Games. Like the new China itself, the massive stadium is developing at breakneck speed.
According to our schedule, we control this project very well. And like you see on the seminar right now, we are doing the steel structure closing.
Picture this, 2 years from now, and this stadium is where dreams will come true. Not just the dreams of the athletes, but the dreams of a country, a new China, showing its new face to the world.
All the Chinese will feel very proud for Chinese government award this Olympic Games.
And this too is a place of dreams. Here are the athletes of the future, the youngest here only 8 or 10 years old. Schools like this have helped make China a world sporting power. At the Athens Olympics, China finished only behind the United States in the gold medal tally. In Beijing 2008, the aim is to be number one. Children here are prepared to make great sacrifices for success, even separation from their family.
I have come to a new school and have to face a new life. I miss my family, but I have to let them go and get on with my life.
But before the dream, the struggle for Olympic organizers to overcome the nightmare of Beijing's choking traffic and polluted skies. Dirty factories are being relocated out of the city, stricter controls and bigger penalties are being applied to polluters, and there's a big push for Beijingers to leave their cars at home and take public transport. New subway lines are being opened that are competing with 1,000 new cars on Beijing's roads every day.
Construction of transport facilities can be part of solving the problem, but this is not enough because we can't keep pace with population growth.
If you build it, they will indeed come. The question is, with Beijing's traffic, will they be able to get to the events on time? Stan Grant, CNN, Beijing.